start off with the Shanti Mantra from Shukla Yajurveda. The meaning of this one, the inside us there's a complete, outside also is complete, principle is there. From one complete, another complete has come. If you try to subtract one complete to another complete, still complete remains. Our practice is from incompleteness to the completeness is the purpose of sadhana. Repeat after me. Om Purnamada.
Om Purnamada.
Purnamidam.
Purnamidam.
Purnat.
Purnat.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnamudachyate.
Purnasya.
Purnasya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnamadaya.
Purnameva.
Purnameva.
Avashishyate.
Avashishyate.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Last week, last Sunday, I was invited by Immigration Museum. They're running a theme on Gandhi and his works. It will be there for next 2 months. And, they, in that show, that in the pictorial display, they mentioned as a Gandhi, how he came, after his 70 year of passing also, people are remembering him. What is the special quality? And they say as a child, when he was going to one of the fairs, there was a picture, Shravana Kumara carrying his blind elderly parents. That, looking at that one, something triggered in him. I also, when I grow up, I should dedicate my life for others. My life should not get fizzled out. Something triggered him. That was the trigger point. And at the age of around 18, he went to England to study his law degree. And he went to South Africa to pursue his law career. There he spent 21 years in South Africa. South Africa, he was an activist in South Africa also. He wants to fight against injustice. When he was going in a first class compartment train, the TC ticket collector, he said he's a colored man, he's not supposed to be in the first class compartment. He said, no, I have a ticket. But the collector said, no, doesn't matter, he can't be here in the first class. It is exclusively for white people. And when he protested, the ticket collector brought in the police officer, and police officer slapped him on his cheek. How dare you sit here in the first compartment? And without hitting him back, he showed the other cheek. And showing the other cheek, that police officer became powerless. He lost all the power. And he apologized. And the power of the non-violence, power of stick to the truth, but you need not have to resort to the violence. That is the, it's the, one of the pictorial form. They nicely depicted that one. At the age of 42, he returned back to India. And at the age of 60, he walked 390 kilometers to protest against Britishers who are not allowing the local people to make their own salt and Dandi March. He walked 390 kilometers. And how did he have this one? At the end of the show, that they were the underlining current. How did he have this much of courage? And when he spoke, millions of people used to listen to him. For 390 kilometers of walk, thousands of people followed him. How did he get that power? It's like us, he's also a lean person, not a heavy person, not a wealthy person, but where did he get the power? They say one of the qualities he had was fearlessness. The no fear, come what may. And our life is fraught with fear. Every step is a fear. Fear of losing the job, fear of going against my superiors, fear of losing the property, fear of disease, fear of death. But Gandhi had no fear. There is no fear at all. And when we also speak, we can, in our social circle, we can speak for hours, but has no impact. But Gandhi's talk had immense power. Where did he get the power? They say he used to meditate every day. He used to go deep within, connect himself with a deep within. He used to hear, communicate with his inner being. He was able to communicate deep within. When the meditation, through the meditation, going deep within, that whatever he spoke had a weight. We also speak, but we don't meditate, has no power. And for him, meditated, that gave the lot of power in his talk. He used to observe fast. Every Ekadashi used to observe fast. And he was devoted to the Lord. Always that read the scriptures, surrender to the Lord, devotion and meditation. These made him a special person. And for us also, that is the clue after attending that one, that I thought all our yoga students should go there, draw the inspiration from that Gandhi's life. There is something for every one of us to draw on. And in Markandeya Purana, comes towards the end of Bhagavatam. Markandeya story, it's a small boy. He was destined to die as a small child, but he had a boon. He defeated the death by practicing the austerities. He had a boon. And in that one, astonished to see his practice, Lord Shiva himself came and he said, those who are devoted to the Lord, in that one he says, those who devoted to the Lord, there is a blessing of all divine beings will be there on that person. Wherever that person moves about, there is a protection of the divine beings around that person. Our practice, we think, what is the purpose of sadhana? Sadhana, that we resort to various other insurance agencies. That Bhagavatam, it says, the definite insurance we can have is the surrender to the Lord. When you are surrendered to the Lord, all his other devatas, other noble souls will be around that person, protecting that person. And those noble, to get that one, to do the sadhana, how to develop that one? When you resort to that highest principle, resort to surrender to the Lord, all the noble qualities starts dawning in that person. If our life is spent only on the material signs, and I believe what my senses can tell, I believe if the eyes are there, what I see, I believe. What I hear, I believe. What I taste, I believe. If I live only in the material sense, my progress cannot happen. To happen that one, there is a metaphysical science. You have to believe in that one. There is something beyond the physical science. There is another one called as metaphysical science. When you resort to that one, the beauty in you starts unfolding. The virtuous quality starts coming in. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the 16th chapter, there are 26 divine qualities are mentioned. The 26 divine qualities are called as the divine estate. It's the qualities, the treasure, inexhaustible wealth. What are the inexhaustible wealth? It's a Devi Sampat. It's a Sampat. Devi Sampat, inexhaustible wealth, all the spiritual practitioners, all the yoga practitioners should try to acquire that one. There are other exhaustible wealths are there. It is called as, Bhagavad Gita calls as Asuri Sampat, demonic wealth. If you resort to that one, that wealth pulls you down, takes you to the destruction. Try to acquire the inexhaustible wealth. It is called divine wealth, the inexhaustible wealth. try to acquire those ones. What are these? Repeat after me. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Abhayam sattva samshuddhi.
Jnana yoga vivastiti.
Jnana yoga vivastiti.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Dhanam damascha yajnascha.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
Swadhyaya tapa arjavam.
The divine wealth, inexhaustible wealth, is fearlessness. What Gandhi had. One is Nirbhaya, Nirbhaya, not to be scared. Be on the right path, not to be scared. Nobody can touch you. Be fearless. Acquire that one. It's a fearlessness is a mark, hallmark of a spiritual practitioner. Otherwise, always scared, leading a pitiable life. It's a, don't lead a pitiable life. Be fearless. Be fearless. Lead a magnanimous life. That's the quality. Abhayam. Abhayam. It's a do not frighten others. The purpose of all the scriptures, purpose of Upanishad is to make you fearless, not to lead a fearful life. What will happen? That dosha, this dosha, it's a be fearless. The purpose of sadhana makes you, the purpose of scriptures is to make you fearless. Not to be not to lead a frightful life. Not to be fearful of even your death. That type of confidence Bhagavad Gita is instilling in us. Abhayam. How to get that one? Sattva samshuddhi. Try to calm your mind. Relax your mind. Not to get into arguments with unnecessary arguments. Calm your mind, relax your mind, so that you can think properly. Abhayam sattva samshuddhi, fearlessness, and calm mind. These are the two qualities I touched upon. We will touch upon the other 24 qualities next in the coming weeks. This inexhaustible wealth. In the Patanjali Yoga Sutra also, Patanjali talks about Yama and Niyama. Yama and Niyama are nothing but the virtues. What are the noble qualities a seeker has to acquire? Bhagavad Gita has touched upon those 10 qualities exhaustively, and Bhagavad Gita, in this chapter, he talks about 26 qualities. We'll talk about that one next week. Lie down on your back.